for it now. But listen to Isaiah again. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Centuries before Jesus was born, the prophet also declared, "Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He didn't have an impressive form or majesty that we should look at him, no appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. But he was pierced because of our rebellion, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds. We all went astray like sheep. We all have turned to our own way, and the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of us all." Jesus did come as a baby, not as the earthly king they all expected. He came as a lamb to be slain. He gave his life, but he rose again and waits at the Father's right hand for the time of his return. The last chapter hasn't been written. The one who has promised to come the first time has promised to come again.